everyone for listening to Thank You For Being A Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we recap an episode of the Golden Girls. If you listened to us before, thank you for listening to us again. If you haven't listened to us before, thank you for listening to us for the first time. Yay!
Thank you.
I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have two awesome, super funny comedians with us.
Yay!
Rodel Grassi is here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yay. And we have the very funny Chris Cope.
Yay, that's me.
Yay. So you guys enjoying your festivities?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yeah, are you kidding? It's been fun, man. I got McDonald's like twice. I'm having a great time.
We've been at the
shows have been good too. McDonald's, I'm saying. Best of fest.
Best of fest. McDonald's.
The no drive through McDonald's that exists in St. Louis and this month.
Nice.
They actually go into the dining room or nothing.
Yeah. You're going to be efficient? Not my city!
There's a lot of country folk up here.
I know, because last night at my show, I basically called them racist.
Oh.
Well, because I walked on stage and I looked at the crowd and I'm like, wow, this is diversity.
Yeah.
And they just started immediately laughing because I was like, you guys are all fucking white. Like,
yeah.
My first show, I had a cop. My first show, I had a cop go, I'm the kind of cop who arrests pot smokers. And I was like, well, I'm glad because I'm just glad you're not the kind of cop that beats up black people.
Yeah.
He flicked me off.
He did?
I made him piss. Fuck him. Go open your mouth. You want to go back and forth verbally with a comedian? I'll use my stun and ammo.
Was that when you said your bit about being arrested or something?
Yeah. He's just a putz.
Oh.
For the listener, we're at the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival in the hotel room.
Yeah. The Lexington Inn.
The Lexington
Inn. Right off Grand and Monterey.
Right, yeah, we're sponsoring this hotel in our podcast. So you guys, so we kind of started off by asking you guys, what's your Golden Girl background? Did you watch growing up? We'll start with Ro.
Oh, yeah, I watched the Golden Girls growing up. I love them. I always love Rose. She's my favorite.
Rose is great.
I don't know why. I just thought she was so I just liked how innocent she was. I loved all of them. I actually got to meet Bea. Well, ooh, I didn't get to... I can't say I got to meet Bea Arthur. She was on the roast of Pamela Anderson.
Right, she
and
was.
And at the time,
yes.
I was like Lisa Lampanelli's like bestie and lackey. Uh-huh. So she was sharing... their you know room before, but she shared with Bea Arthur. So I was in the room, but she had already left the roast because she's like, "Fuck you guys." She's like, I'm tired of being called a man, so she left in the middle of the roast.
Well, let's be honest. If anybody's just close to being a man on that day, it's her.
And so she's
you're
like,
almost 100. You haven't been relevant in 2 decades.
Yeah.
Get the fuck over. Like, take your 1500 and leave then.
This is the best press you've been getting since.
Well, so I was in I was in the waiting room.
Who set up?
I know. I was like,
it's a podcast. They can't see when you let it out.
We're all going to take our clothes off.
Yeah, I'm like,
I got so many scars, guys. It's not really sex. I look like a bad chicken. I'm serious. Now, don't make me do that. I'll pull my dick out if that's what you want to see. I got no problem. Is this a PG podcast? I just want to make sure.
It is not.
It is not. No.
Not anymore.
Let's show you a sex position. It's called the Golden Girl.
Yeah.
That's where I piss on a 65-year-old.
Chris, tell us about your Golden Girls background. Did you like the show growing up?
Honestly, I did because and it was funny, Betty White's character was the only one I kind of related to because the jokes, I think, were for a child, easy to get. Like, they were softball night, you know, everything else took a little bit of more adult perception, but my grandma used to watch the shit out of me. I used to watch it with her, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I definitely grew up. That's why you guys did this. I was like, all right, I'm in.
You
know?
Yeah.
This, Wheel of Fortune, and the Bob Barker.
Oh, Price is Right.
Yeah. My Nana rotated those out, and then also Gunsmoke.
Oh, yeah. I watched those. Yeah. I watched Gunsmoke.
How old are you? Are you like a Benjamin Button?
How old do you think?
Well, no, you told me. You're in your 30s. I get it. We're not playing this game again. I'm not going to feed your ego yet again.
This was Golden Girls this and Three's MASH. Company were my thing.
Three's Company.
Yeah. And Married with Children. Those are my MASH. Two shows.
I love Cheers. There's two conversations going on at the same time.
I know,
this makes for great podcasting. Okay, so we watched a great episode of The Golden Girls. It was the heavy one. It was a heavy one.
Great, I damn near cried.
That's good. You reacted emotionally to it. You don't like emotions?
No, I know, but a single cam sitcom is not supposed to tug on my heartstrings like that.
They're still trying to figure shit out. Actually, season one is like the most like they're still trying to figure shit out. They got completely new writers season two. And so, like, they're experimenting a lot. And so they're like, oh, we need a blind storyline. And then it gets really, really heavy really fast. But we watched episode 23 of Blind Ambitions. It's called Blind Ambitions. And the original air date was March 29th, 1986. So almost 29 years ago. Wow, really? Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, and so...
I was two.
I was born in a year. In a year.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, you were born in 87?
In 87, yeah. Oh, okay,
cool.
Okay, so... all right, so... we do a synopsis of the episode. So, okay. Genevieve, would you like to summarize what happened?
Sure. Okay. Okay, so Rose's sister is visiting, and she's blind. And recently blind. Mm-hmm. And but she's very independent until she's not very independent at all.
And she's very angry about it.
She's very angry. She's a very angry blind rage, maybe?
Yeah.
No, yeah? Yeah? Right?
That's all I thought.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something about the actor that they picked? She was great, but did they pick somebody with big eyelids so she can, like, close them a lot? I mean, yeah. They were closed a lot, obviously, yeah. But that was...
They needed somebody that looked good with their eyes closed.
That's not a... That's probably a real thing that cast director's like... Can you swing with your eyes closed, please? Holly? And I'm a circle talent.
She had big eyes. Like, her eyes were going... I'm like, she's got big eyes.
I know.
Why are you so jealous? Why are all women trying to tear each other down?
No.
Seriously. I'm kidding. I'm not being serious.
I'm not being serious. Was that one of the...
No, that's a compliment. That is a great compliment.
When you read a side, when you read the sides for your audition, right, you're like, when some of it's really like, oh, a stripper, that's not your first choice. Like, why are you thinking... So when you see, like, the sides, like, oh, we need somebody that looks really good with their eyes closed. Kind of like
honestly, can I be honest? Yeah. All women look good with your eyes closed. You know what I'm saying?
But didn't you seem that particularly big?
That could have been done. That could have just been bigger. Done in makeup. They could have just made them fuller lashes. Lashes.
And they could have done her like her eyeshadow. Like,
yeah, man.
Hey, bigger. Can I ask you? I've never seen a grease fire, but does it pop up like instantly? Can we talk about the grease fire?
Think, yes,
are you being racist? I don't
know. The grease.
I'm just because I don't know.
Because they were going to catch us.
Oh, no. I'm not. Because you're dark.
But I'm saying, like.
No, they're pretty fast. They're pretty fast. Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
But you're not supposed to.
How does it? How do you start? Because I've cooked. Look at me. If anybody can look at my picture, I'm a big man. I've cooked bacon enough.
Mm-hmm.
How does the grease fire start? How much bacon are you cooking at once?
She wasn't cooking a lot of bacon.
She wasn't. It wasn't.
No, and if you're blind, you can still feel each strip you're putting in the pan. Well, three's maybe enough. You don't need to cook the whole pack at once.
But like maybe she got grease like somewhere else, like I don't know, like underneath the fire.
She just had a fork and then put it down, right. And then poof. Rose.
Well, no, that's what causes a grease fire. The grease hits the flame.
No, yeah. Sophia rigged it.
Yeah, she probably.
Like, I'm going to get that room. You blind bitch.
Get that room. Well, get Rose out of here.
Somebody learn when I come to Sicily. And
Rose pushed over the side and grabbed what seemed like a very light fire. Because if you've ever held a fire extinguisher of that size, it's heavy. She's like, oh, I'm
that whole. Okay, first off, I've been in a four-walled enclosure where an asshole ripped off a fucking a fire extinguisher.
Yeah,
you can't breathe in the room. You have to immediately evacuate the room.
Right.
The particles go everywhere.
Yeah,
like she would have hit that once.
Just filled it with foam. Like.
They would have been able to cook for a month in there.
I know. But spray the thing asbestos. Is too, we all were like. Hey, that's not what you're supposed to do with a grease fire. It's like the opposite.
Some water.
It's the opposite.
Thanks, caller.
You're supposed to do.
This episode, not so good for fire safety.
Not so good for fire.
Yeah.
No. Okay. But for enriching the blind, top.
Totally. Yeah.
So the first scene, like, we really don't know if she's blind or not, but I didn't even notice
that
her eyes were closed.
I thought she's a narcoleptic.
Did you notice that her eyes were closed?
The first 2 seconds, and I realized, yeah, they mentioned she's blind, but yeah, I was like,
right.
Hey, she's sleeping.
So they're having a barbecue. Dorothy's barbecuing, no smoke. Like, she's just, it's like electric, probably But even though
you it's on a set, they're just not gonna. They're just gonna pretend it's acting.
But they had fire earlier.
They're not good with fire. We've already established this.
Okay. And also,
they're not good with fire.
She was pretty like when you barbecue, you do have all that crap, and like you, she just was very fluid with it. I'm like
very flippant.
Right.
Yeah. And then when I forgot that the name of the episode was Blind Ambitions, and it gives you the description, and you're like, okay. Totally forgot about that. So when they came out and go, no, I'll pour her iced tea. No, I'll pour her lemonade. And
I'll pour
like,
the lemonade.
Why are they fighting? Is this like a... Like, I didn't realize that she was... Because was blind. Right. And I was like, is everybody... Like, they want to help the... what
the guest. Right, they want to be the guest,
her.
Yeah.
Well, at first, everyone's trying to help her. And she's super independent. And so when she grabs the lemonade, like, she touches, like, all the lips of the cups when like
nobody cares.
She's like nobody
hey really, can you tell but, that blind person to stop contaminating my cup lid, please. Like I appreciate you want self-respect but I don't want salmonella. Okay,
but you're like talking. you're supposed to touch around, you know, to not put your fingers on the lips, right? And so
she'd be a terrible waitress.
She's like, let's be honest,
she's like, here you go.
How much method acting is this blind chick gonna do for one episode? She's a co-starring guest. She made her $3,000. She closed her eyes. Bada bing, bada boom. You shoot one day, you're done. I'm not going to go to the blind school and learn this shit. It ain't Benjamin Button.
No, she does say that. She says, I'm not going to the blind
school. No, I know. So I'm just saying in preparation for the role.
Oh, okay.
She probably was like, oh, I'm blind. Get it?
Yeah. Long eyelashes.
Dude, it's 80s sitcoms. Like, the acting...
Right.
Just saying, you know.
She'd be a terrible waitress, though.
She was.
She's blind. Yeah, she'd be a horrible pilot.
Blind.
She'd be a horrible lot of stuff. School bus driver. Can't fail. I like how you picked. She'd be a damn. She'd be a horrible waitress.
Dude, she'd be a terrible.
You know, she'd be even worse at brain surgery. Try feeling around with sharp objects.
She can't do this any job. She can pick up a phone.
Nah, she could be a prostitute. Be the easiest job in the world.
Blind prostitute?
Yes.
That's so dangerous.
Really? What if she was a blind fetish. Stripper?
Blind stripper.
No.
Where's that pole?
Yeah.
But that's not a pole. Yeah.
But she would touch all the people's drinks like on the lips.
Yeah. She'd really get pretty grabby though on those laps though.
Yeah.
Which might be great. She might be a great stripper, guys.
Right, she could. Yeah. There's like a strip club with disabilities.
That sounds like a real winner.
Fetish.
What was the Sophia, right?
Isn't Sophia,
the
yeah.
Okay. We were talking about how she has the best lines, but she said, we have to have the blind chick make change over Rose, or something like that.
That was a hilarious line.
Because at some point they decide that, she wants to stay home and watch Saint Elsewhere, Lily does. Lily's the name of the sister. Lily, Rose, get it? Flowers.
Get it.
Well, this writing is so deep.
This is so deep, right?
Shit's like Hemingway.
Yeah.
Do you know Rose's last name?
Rose Nyland.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Nyland.
Yeah, but I think that's her married name. Her real last name is like... Her real last name is like this Scandinavian huge sentence that's really funny.
Yeah.
But
really?
Okay. We got yet to get to that episode, though. But they say, like, she can't watch Saint Elsewhere because their TV's broken, and they're like, what should we do to get a new TV? We should have a garage sale, right? And so, so they decide they're gonna, but Lily says, I had a garage sale once. I would have made more money if I could tell a 1 from a 20. She had an entire garage sale by herself. So she's trying to be independent.
Let me ask you something. From the timeline that we've established, she's recently blind. Okay?
6 months.
Yeah, six months.
Funny enough, grease fire.
Now,
she's had 10 grease
fire. If you guys think about this.
I think you just stopped eating bacon.
She got blind, and in the first 6 months, she decided to have a garage sale.
Right.
You can't see anything in your house.
Right.
I don't think what that should
is she
be
selling?
A priority.
That's why she's getting rid of it. She's like, I can't see it anymore. I'm just getting rid of it.
Sell it.
Go.
It is all.
Oh, I'm blind.
It's all foot off.
I have a lot of things to do now to figure out and you go, I need to declutter. Like, maybe right. it's been
at 6 months, I'd be happy to still wipe my like, ass crack. Yeah.
Maybe before she went blind, that was on her to-do list. It was like, everything was already in a box. I need to have a garage
sale. And then you got blind, you're like, I'm not going to not have this garage but sale.
It's funny that you say six, that you brought this up, because it's been 6 months since she's been blind. What has she been doing?
And also, how'd she get blind? Nobody wants to talk about that.
Right. She stared at an eclipse.
I know, yeah, that, what right? happened? Like, what exactly
I think
was
Gypsy
it?
Like the
car? Gypsy
curse. Is it Gypsy curse?
Yeah.
She does look
she's
like
driving down the road, no. hit a gypsy's wife.
She fucked over a gypsy, and the gypsy
who gave gypsies all these powers?
Okay.
They're basically homeless artists all of a sudden they cast spells. I'm not scared of a vagrant.
Because she doesn't mention that she had a disease that like made her blind eventually.
No one
or
that.
That's syphilis, yes. if you're looking at
right.
it.
Yeah, she might have had syphilis.
Which makes sense for the other one, that other whore. By the way, she's 70 years old.
Right.
Still passing that ragged pussy out like nobody Dude. Wants that.
I love when she's like, I remember barbecues, sitting out with the Dawson triplets barbecue. Oh, they had to fight over who had
Ooh,
to lick
the barbecue sauce
and the butter from her mouth.
Get a fucking napkin.
Yeah, drooling butter.
Like, there's a point where it's
she
like
she banged all three of those guys.
Oh, they fucking ran dead. A train on her.
Oh
Dawson train,
yeah,
man.
The butter was just
choo choo.
That's what.
Lance and three dudes.
I think I can.
They're like licking their own brother's jizz off each other's mouth.
Which, yeah, you know what? Simple. We've all got cum in our own mouth, so let's
We've
not be
it.
All. And it's family. It's all DNA if you think about it. Right, Rob?
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay, so the next scene, they're in the living room and they're deciding to do the garage sale. They have all these boxes out, and so they decide to have to put out boxes when there's a blind person in the house. just dangerous fucking shit. There's like hockey sticks, things you can trip over. Like
your dolls are like
all of a sudden they start putting out mouse traps. Like, it's right. perfect time to get rid of that rodent.
Yeah. Perfect time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh
yeah.
Shit, I left my marbles laying around.
I know. It's like everything.
That episode would have been a lot less dark if she'd had more scenes tripping on shit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
They didn't let her trip once.
But she was, but it was a very.
What am I gonna do with all these antique loaded crossbows?
You guys, we bought a bunch of crossbows.
Like a bucket of water with a string.
Yeah, it's April Fool's.
Like, hey Rose, did you leave my toaster near the tub like I live? Thanks, Rose. Thank you. Honey, go take a bath.
I'm just gonna leave these knives out.
Yeah. Like the Home Alone trap setup.
Oh shit. Have you ever read what would have actually happened? They did a thing online where they actually did.
If they actually did.
Yeah.
That.
Those dudes would have been dead 5 minutes into that movie. I mean,
they did. I did see that. Yeah.
One was like the paint can. Like fractured skull.
Like
out.
They interviewed a doctor.
You cracked the hardest thing on your head. Or the hardest thing on your body is your skull, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second hardest is your femur.
Something like that.
Yeah. Both of those. Like, those dudes are bleeding internally. I didn't say I didn't take that.
I need some water. Okay. And then Blanche comes out wearing this, like, outfit that she wore to Woodstock or something. It's like this... I don't know.
Why'd she have the wig? Why was she wearing a wig to Woodstock?
I don't understand. Was she bald as a teenager?
I know. Why did she have... And it wasn't even a full wig. It was like one of those, like, a wrap.
It was like one of those, like 70s PTA mom wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have been, like, 40 when Woodstock was out. Like yeah.
No.
Because she is
53.
And it's 86.
And Woodstock was, what, 69?
So that's 17 years.
17 years, 53. She'd been 38, or no, 36.
36.
So who the, no 36-year-old went to fuck, because
yeah.
no, she didn't go to Woodstock, remember? She
went
said,
to the movie.
They went to the movie Woodstock, so that was like.
At a drive-in, they still fucked in
10 Mark. Years ago. So 10 years ago or something, she was.
I like how she's supposed to be a Southern belle.
It doesn't make sense.
And the wig.
Yeah.
And the wig. She's dressed like a teenager from, like, the 70s.
Well, she walks around with this regal Southern belle air, and it's like, you're a pass-around chick. The way you talk is like, I'm all guys do is come in you and on you and move on. Like,
yeah.
Where do you get this, I'm a regal Southern belle? No, you're a cunt slut. I've met you before.
She was. Well, she says, after the movie, her and George went home and they had sex in the mud. Because they were
that
inspired
never works.
By
you know
the
how
movie.
Gross that is?
They're like 38 and they're fucking in the mud.
Look, I'm not
like,
gonna have sex in the mud.
I've done it outdoors, no. But I'm never gonna, you know.
They're in Florida. It is swamp country. It might be hard to avoid.
I'm from Florida.
To have sex in the mud.
I have a lot of sex in Florida. I still continue to have sex in Florida. Never once have I gotten
in a
muddy.
Swamp.
By the way, Florida's not this lawless swamp that everyone. There's cities. We have infrastructure. There's fucking running water. Yeah. All right, we decided an election.
I'm just, was there swamp fucking voting?
No, the swamps aren't allowed to vote. Those people stay back. We don't tell them there's an election.
They don't. Okay, they stay in the swamp. Okay, and then okay, and then they find these candles that they're gonna put that Lily wants to put. On the alcove, and so she gets up, and everybody has to move the boxes out of her way. Like, if I was blind, I would hear them putting boxes, and I would know.
Your senses
yeah.
go up when you're
yeah.
when it's gone. So
yeah,
she
and not everybody turns into Spider-Man, though. Like, I've met right. a lot of blind people, can't hear for shit neither, can't barely right. talk. Like, a lot of times when you lose your, like, well, some of your senses, your other senses diminish. They don't, I mean, they yeah, they're gonna adapt. But people just think, oh, he's blind now, so he can climb walls. Like, no, it's...
Wait, he can shoot webs from his hand.
That's still cum. I don't care what he still says. Spider-Man's just a dirty motherfucker, all right? That dude's swinging around that city
swinging
on seat, all right? Spider-Man could not ever exist in L.A., if you think about it. They don't understand what, the Culver building? There's, like, one big Culver. It's like, all right, I gotta go to Santa Monica. He's gonna get on the back of a lift.
He could yeah. just jizz on people's eyes and make money in L.A., yeah. Most people just do that.
You think that doesn't go anywhere else?
Competition on Hollywood Island.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. There. So if he was a real Spider-Man.
Have you seen the Chewbacca with the hair extensions?
Yeah.
The dude's all hair extensions like Chewbacca. I'm just like, dude, just get a job. Go to Labyrinth. Like, it's 97 degrees out here. You're hustling for $5 pictures. You're wearing hair extensions from head to toe. Swing a hammer. Have some fucking self-respect. What are you striving for out here?
It's awful.
Go to a Blockbuster. Get a GM position. They're giving the...
I know.
And so...
R.I.P.
Blockbuster.
All right,
the next scene is the grease fire scene. It's an accident. She's somehow, from all the tons of bacon...
It's in the second act, right?
Yeah we still yeah. don't know how that...
Right.
Popped up, but it
yeah,
did.
It was.
Magic. It did. It was like
it was a gypsy curse.
A gypsy. Yeah. It was. They just follow her around.
So, that would be funny if there was like
a gypsy over. Yeah, she.
That was in episode 13.
Episode 13, Lily's gypsy curse. Yeah. Okay. And so Dorothy's like, "You have to do something, Rose. Like you have to. You can't let her live the way she's living. Like you need to." Convince her that she, like, I don't know. I was confused as to how quickly she changed from being independent, wanting to be independent, to being completely helpless.
Yeah.
Like, it switched really.
Well,
hugely.
You know what? It's like when those people kind of cross the bear and all of a sudden they can't bear anymore. It's that point. Mm-hmm.
So that
it's
fire
that,
is
yeah.
what.
It was just like basically she's like, listen, I've been trying my best, but obviously I can't. Now she's breaking down and being honest, saying, I really need you.
Right.
It's kind of it's been a facade this whole episode.
Right.
Like, I've been doing it myself, but really I've been struggling and I just need you.
Right. So like...
And, you know...
So like, if she really wanted Rose to move in with her, she should have, shown that she's not capable earlier she was trying to pretend like she's super capable. Right?
Yeah. Well, also, too, the thing with it was all of a sudden Grease found like, Rose, go do something. It's like, well, what if Rose just... Test things to do. She
right.
Just, you know, like, well,
it's
I was going
to
go to the grocery store.
Well, these are all retired
store.
Chicks.
Yeah.
That's why the idea that the show is just
right.
like their inane existence.
And also, they were in the other room when she was cooking. Like, they didn't hear her. Like, she had eggs.
Yeah, did no,
she
did no one go, hey, can we not let the blind chick cook bacon?
Or,
I mean,
yeah, or go in the kitchen by herself. Or,
she's not going to know you're in there. Just stay in the corner. Real
she's
quiet.
Snuck yeah. in, she's snuck into the kitchen, dude.
And also, too, it's like, yeah, it's. Did anybody go, what do you want for breakfast? I mean, you have a guest, like, let's go out to breakfast, or I'll cook you breakfast. She's just in there cooking bacon.
Right.
Nobody notices that the blind person went
and
started cooking bacon.
I'm across the street going, someone's cooking bacon.
Like, bacon usually has a smell, and I was like, oh, who's cooking bacon? I'm not cooking. You're not cooking. Where's Lily?
There's four people in
where
that house.
Where is Lily?
And it's
somebody
like probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon, too.
She doesn't know it's daylight.
Yeah, she just woke up and was like, I'm going to get dressed and I want to cook some bacon.
No one's telling me shit.
And by the way, has anybody tried to get bacon out of a package? She had to go into...
Yes! Cut this out.
Nobody brought... Like, she got the eggs... She got the bacon. I mean, she set the whole thing up,
right? She's going to make breakfast for everybody. There was like 10 eggs in that bowl. Like, she was like, I'm going to do this before. She got up super early. It took her 3 hours to get the
eggs. It
would
have been funnier if she'd like cracked the egg and it didn't go in the bowl. She just kept doing that.
Yeah. I know.
She's just pouring it.
But she's just sitting there cooking bacon that she found. And then all of a sudden.
She found
that old found bacon. I found myself every morning cooking found bacon. You know, the trash?
That found bacon. The texture of the bacon in the refrigerator.
It's greasy. You gotta pull those things apart.
Well, yeah. The unfound bacon's all the good bacon. All that found bacon's just shit. We both know that's true, right, listeners?
That's a lot of work if you've ever tried
to
do it.
If they would have walked out of the room while they were barbecuing, you know, she would have been like, I'll just flip these steaks myself.
Yeah.
Like,
she catches herself on fire. No, let her burn. She's got to learn.
Dorothy would say that. That's what you get.
Yeah.
We call that one a Sicilian firecracker. Ah! I'm out of here.
Shuffle off.
She's three-lined an episode. Come in, be a prick, bounce out.
Right. Yeah. Something is funnier about saying a really funny quip and then leaving a room, right?
I know.
Something's like, fuck you. Bye-bye.
Like, I'm just too cool for school. She was just the whole thing. Like,
right.
I'm right here, you asshole.
But then she'll come back in, say something else like a dick, and then go into the kitchen. She'll just go back.
Oh, when they finished the second commercial break, when they went to the second commercial break, and she said, I'd rather have the blind one still count the money. That was the line of the episode. That was when the writer took the rest of the day off. He's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and get a cappuccino. Yeah. Come back to that third act when I get time.
Yeah.
So they go into Rose follows Lily into the room where she's holding that pink dress. And that's the dress she was wearing earlier. This is the same dress. And so that's when they start talking about how Lily used to take care of Rose when she was little. And so Rose feels obligated to go back with her to Chicago.
But it's not like Rose had polio and couldn't walk.
What city is that again?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. Did I say it wrong? Yeah, I know. I had a speech impediment when I was little.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was more of like ethnicity.
Way to go. We're discussing an episode about disabilities.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys have been great. My name is Chris.
I met a gypsy when I was little, and
she
found my shus. Yeah, and now I only say Chicago.
You just did it right there.
I did it on purpose. Okay. Okay, so she's... So that's when the whole dramatic scene happens, and so she asked her to move back with her to Chicago. And she picks up her dress and she's like, this is the only one that looks good on me that I remember.
Well, she said, this is the only thing I remember and how good it looked on me. Mm. It's been 6 months. I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, no shit. My memory is pretty...
I remember a lot more, like... You remember that.
I mean, you only remember
one.
I remember when that sweater felt snug. Those jeans felt snug.
What happened to
Lily? People can tell you what it looks like, and then you remember.
Do you think she sold the rest of her clothes at that garage sale?
Probably.
And that's all she has left?
Oh, that's all she remembers.
Clothes go?
She accidentally sold her good clothes. All she has left is like, oh, I've got these burlap sacks with all these my dresses. No!
Burlap sacks. She's just wearing like a potato bag.
Yeah. I mean,
who made your dress? Russell.
She just seems to like, hasn't nobody been in her life? Like, is she living in Chicago by herself?
Did you have any friends? Like, were you just a blind asshole?
I know. It's like, so nobody stepped up to help you.
Okay, Rose has like 6 brothers and sisters. And yeah, so they.
They turned a blind eye.
They just. They just. She just can't dial the phone and call them. But I don't know.
Call an operator.
Yeah, call an operator.
This is 86. This isn't 76 or 60. Just call an operator.
It's been 6 months since she's been blind. No one's come.
And
she went through all the brothers and sisters. No one wants to help her. She's just running into boxes.
It's okay.
That's less on her disability, more on her as a person.
Down their houses.
Yeah. Nobody's mentioning this because she's the only one. She went to Rose. And, like, so nobody's...
Well, because you know what? Let's be honest. The writers, I guarantee, different writers were different episodes. And they kept it extremely vague. So there wasn't, like, you find these plot points. Like, why wouldn't she just... No. Oh, my long-lost sister shows up. And they mention the six brothers because it's just funny for us. It's funny for a line. It's funny for a laugh. But they're never going to... Because this is back when TV was forgetful. Because, you could just... No, it may not make sense. Nowadays... People fucking go online and dissect every single thing you write, and it's got to be having an origin story.
Well, like, what happens with the Golden Girls is, like every other episode, there's a new relative because they need somebody else new to have a problem. And so they're, like, they keep adding sisters and keep adding brothers. By the end of the episode, everybody has all the Golden Girls. They have 10 brothers, 10 sisters, and 10 nieces and nephews and sons and daughters. Like they just keep adding on. So these huge... families at the end of the series.
It's like the Golden Arches girls.
Yeah,
and also the girls.
Like, okay, so let me... did Rose have any kids?
Rose had... she had, I think, two sons.
Yeah, she already had a daughter visit. Yeah, and shame her for not inheriting a lot of money from her husband when he died.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I'm saying Lily has no kids, clearly.
Lily has, well, yeah, because, I mean, she had a career. She was like a city councilwoman, or stuff like that.
She's always been independent, guys.
Yeah, always been independent. Oh,
so she had no kids.
In the 80s, they called that a lesbian. That was the code word for
maybe she was a lesbian.
Maybe she was a lesbian.
Maybe? Come on.
You know?
That's why none of her brothers wanted to help.
Why don't
you call your girlfriend to give her hand?
She got outcasted really early on. And they were like, that you got
not everybody's into fucking Southern hip hop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
are we getting it? Outcast? Okay. I'll slow down.
She's an outcast. 3,000.
My baby don't mess around.
So, I'm
sorry, Miss Lily.
There's... a lot that we don't know, and I feel like Lily's an asshole.
Anytime you're an independent person,
that's what happens when you're a dick. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine. It's when you're opinionated. Like, independent people are gonna be more opinionated because that's what sets them apart. Their independence,
right? And so, like, earlier on, she was just being.
We're dissecting
bitch.
More this episode more than anyone ever has, or more than the writer
than
himself.
Anybody ever will in the entire world. But that's.
But you know what? Those three drag queens and queens listening now, you're our base. You're the one, man. Okay? As soon as we get money for a t-shirt, you're getting a t-shirt y'all can switch and wear.
Yeah.
A blind ambition shirt.
That would be great. Yeah.
It's just a burlap sack.
Our fan club's called the Golden Gal.
Golden Gal.
Okay.
Should be called
that. And so the next scene, they're in the kitchen, and... Blanche and Dorothy are not digging the situation. They're just like, do not go help your family, Rose. You need to
stay here and us and help us with our hijinks.
To help us pay rent. Like,
bitch, you got a lease. Right? And we maybe late 88, you want to move out? That's your business.
Make us look.
You signed a 72-month lease.
Signed a roommate.
That's how Miami real estate works.
But. Clearly, they don't want the room as bad as
Sophia.
Where does Sophia sleep? They put the lady just in the fucking half-man closet,
But they can't afford Rose to leave. They can't even afford a fucking TV. That's how they're having.
All you bitches are on Medicaid and Social Security. Pull your chips.
I know.
They can't figure it out for grown women to buy a television.
Well, they said they were going to repair the roof.
Oh yeah, they're
The house. So that's they're not renting. They own. Who owns the house?
Blanche does. Blanche.
But you know, she's got that bulldog pussy, so there's nobody that wants to. You know, no, she can't rent that thing out, did he?
Yeah.
She is one of the ugliest women I've ever seen. The Arthur.
I thought you were talking about Blanche.
Oh, I get confused on the names.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's the tall one?
B. Arthur.
No, I'm saying what's her name on the show?
Dorothy.
Hers is the one I was. I knew Blanche, Rose, Sophia, but Dorothy is just, she's just, I can't, I don't like her as an actress. I never liked her as anything on that show. But I think that was kind of the point.
Right. She was not likable.
She was the frowny puss. She was always the, you know, mm-hmm. closet lesbian.
She did have, like, she dated, though. She's dated before on the show.
She has gentleman callers, but they're always, yeah, she was married. Stan's Bornak, do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. The ex-husband comes in all the time. She dates guys every now and then, but they're always, like, horrible men. And she falls in love with them. And
yeah.
They're either married, or they're cheaters, or they're hitting on Blanche when Dorothy leaves the room. And so, yeah. So she gets laid. She gets laid on the show. Rarely. But she does.
I'm sorry. You
look like you're going to vomit, Chris.
Just the idea of climbing on top of that. And I mean, I thought it was a trash can.
Does Rose ever get laid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all get laid. Even Sophia at one point gets... There's some action that she gets... Wow. They all are sexually active.
Ah, stop it.
I'm just going. Okay, all right, moving on. Okay, Sophia comes in into the kitchen and she's like, she talks about her stroke and how Dorothy just screamed at her and like helped her, like, helped her by being a dick and not helping her.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how you
Which,
yeah.
which is right. I totally agree with that, but. Like, I thought maybe Rose could have gone with her for a couple weeks. I don't know.
No, because the thing is, all you're doing is fostering dependence.
Right.
Dependency. That's all you're doing.
Right.
You tell her she got to hire someone. She got that dog, which helped. But, I mean, you can hire people to come in and help you.
Yeah, I know.
They're actually relative. I mean, I one of my day jobs in L.A. is I help a special needs child. Mm-hmm. And I'm affordable. So, I mean, you know, if you're blind, you're on permanent disability. The government, the city, whatever,
will pick up the tab on it. The government will help you.
Yeah.
There are resources for her. She's
but like I said, guys, the writer of this show did not take any of this shit into account.
Yeah. They made it seem like she was just, like, living in this hollow room in Chicago with no one
to help her. She's got her from Krypton and shit in her eyes work yet. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you got no friends? You live in Chicago and you have no friends.
Yeah,
and also, how are you able to have a garage sale but you have no friends?
Yeah.
You live in a house in Chicago? Nobody lives in a house in Chicago.
I mean,
no one lives in a house in Chicago.
It's all apartment.
There's a lot of inconsistencies.
In this episode.
That writer got some really good cope in between the second and third act. I was like, we gotta wrap this up.
Dude, Sophia paid her to pretend to be blind so she can get the room.
Yeah,
there you go.
She's like, just close your eyes, bump into a few things.
And by the way, gypsies were mentioned in this episode. She said, I'd sell Dorothy to the gypsy.
What?
You just blew my mind, Rob! What if every episode is a gypsy reference? What if every episode is a gypsy reference?
I thought you guys remembered that when I said gypsy.
That makes sense because in the fourth season they changed the theme song to Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Oh my god.
This is true. Sophia's behind it all. She can
see. Sophia said, I'd sell Dorothy to the gypsies if I could get her.
Well, because the original line, Jews, was not allowed on network TV in 1986. I'd sell her to the Jews. Fix her up right. The line is gypsies. Yeah, that's not how I see it.
Yeah.
They're Jews.
I'm sorry, Mr. Klein, you were saying something.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Stop or my mom will call a Jew.
So the next
I'll call
scene,
Schreckenberger.
Okay. The next scene, they're at the garage sale.
Yes.
And nobody wants to sell their shit. No, like...
Because like every other 65-year-old, okay. They're hoarders.
Sophia used a line, what are we in Baghdad?
That was a great
line.
When
the woman was trying to sell...
Like she was trying to haggle, like it's a bazaar.
She was trying to buy a pitcher. A fucking pitcher.
For $2. Deal.
She's like, is this a Baghdad?
What was $2.86? What was $2? Like what? $1.50?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so she goes, it's $2. She goes, I'll give you $1.50. She goes, what is this, Baghdad? Give this back to me. Get out of here. It's like
$1.50. And back then, $2 was like, you could probably get like a pitcher set.
You could fill your car up for $2.
Yeah.
$2. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Nah, it was gas was like $1.
$1.90.
Like they're being greedy. How much is this TV? Like
gas was under $1.
A thrift store.
I think so.
Yeah. Gas is under a dollar. My first gallon of gas was 98 cents.
Yeah, it was.
That's how old I am.
It was like
2002. Was like a... That's all good before you voted Bush in. Thanks, Florida.
Swamp fuckers.
That's... You've never been to Florida. Like 3% of the state. 3% of the state is a swamp. The rest of it is just...
I've been to Tampa. And I hung out in a swamp.
I was in Jupiter.
What are you, Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
So
the only person on Earth who brags about being in Jupiter, Florida, is Burt Reynolds. I was in Jupiter.
I was the star.
Like I'm gonna be all of a sudden like you said, like you're hanging out of the grotto. I was in Jupiter. Charlie Sheen walked in. What are you gonna do? I was in Jupiter. Went in Jupiter, am I right, guys? You're absurd. No wonder you're getting married. Lock it up now before it just gets worse. Sell that bag of goods before someone gets wise.
So Blanche doesn't want to sell her Elvis salt and pepper shakers. She's like, you're disrespecting Elvis.
She said a story about the Elvis impersonator who she probably had sex with. But yeah. she probably fucked.
Has she not sucked off every dude that's ever just sauntered past her? Oh, hello.
You caught
me with my mouth open.
He fucked her with the salt and pepper shakers.
I would have. You ain't no motherfucker.
Okay. And then Rose doesn't want to sell her teddy bear, Mr. Longfellow.
Yeah, Mr. Longfellow.
Which is also the name of Rose's ex-girlfriend.
Blanche's
ex-boyfriend, excuse me.
Longfellow.
Longfellow, yeah, kind of phallic.
Kind of phallic,
yeah.
It was also a poet named Longfellow, so mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't understand. I think Rose is
naming hers after a poet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing literary. No, Mr. Longfellow's a guy that helped us at the crosswalk in school growing up. Yeah. That's like her story.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I
noticed what really helps. Actually, it's funny. Whenever I've seen a person do comedy and they want to play dumb, they don't blink. Watch Parks and Rec. Andy Dwyer, Chris Pratt's character, never blinks.
Wow.
That's why he has that kind of shock, like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Betty White does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just something I've noticed. I'm like,
smart people blink, ooh, and dumb people just don't know how to blink.
We've learned a lot about eye acting in this episode.
Yeah. My eyebrows are amazing.
That's why Lily's really smart.
I just want to point something out. They go, I know we're talking about the garage sale, and then they go inside, and they're all like, we don't want to, you know. Dorothy's wrestling the stick out of the guy and saying it'll be $25. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then they go, you know what? We're just going to say the sale's over. There's a bunch of people out there.
Milling around your shit. Okay. You're going to lock the door and let them have it?
Yes.
And we should mention, it's out on the lanai. People have to come through their house to like.
No, not necessarily. They may have your front door here. And your access to your outside patio has like a side door and a front patio.
I hope so.
I think they have a gate, but it leads to like the beach or something, or to like somewhere else.
Well, patios typically have, like, if it's an outdoor patio, it's going to have, like, it's going to have an entrance at it, the front of the lawn and the back of the lawn. That's almost the patios I've ever seen. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Logistically, right. I think the scene made sense.
Like, I think they should have opened they should have just had it in the garage. There's a garage.
No, nobody ever, every garage that I've been to, the garage is on the driveway. That's where the shit in the front lawn.
Well, yeah, I've seen it different, but this is Miami, so maybe they do things different.
First off, this isn't Miami. It's like Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Jupiter. This got a smell of Jupiter all over.
Yeah,
all right, Miami was just the kitschy city name. No, Boca Raton bitches.
Boca Raton.
Fort Lauderdale whores. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like Boca
if you
Raton.
Want people to see that you have a garage or yard sale, you put your stuff in the front yard where people can see it.
And you can watch
Not walk through my living room or go through the back.
Please figure out a way to come back and kill me when no one's here.
Yeah. We want to be in the lanai. Like, the garage is where, or the front yard.
So funny, you know what that is.
What, alumni?
Yeah. You could have gave me 1,000 tries.
Really?
Yeah. You could have given me everything but one letter. And
I just don't understand.
Lenoci?
Was everybody was inside discussing, okay, let's stop it. But there's a bunch of people that you now have to say, no. So you didn't sell one. You couldn't sell one thing at a garage sale. One thing. For $1. All that stuff you're attached to.
Right. If they made like $40, they could have bought a TV. $40. Yeah. If they sold all those things, they would have had like $10. Right.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know how to douche.
I don't know. If you're willing to put it out for sale, then just get it over with and get it out the door. Like, the whole point of a garage sale. I mean, we're arguing a comedy, and this is where the absurdity happens. The fact they're being logical. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
Right.
We're arguing the thing that makes it what it is.
Right.
But it's just, it's True, though. Let go of some shit, ladies. But I like how all four of them have like a reservation on what to sell.
Yeah, right. Well,
and of course, where Dorothy's was a masculine thing. And
it was that, so masculine.
Like, you guys got that scene where she was fighting the kid for the stick. That's a metaphor of her wanting him to have a penis. You guys understood that, right?
Her
that's
wanting to be a young man.
That's what the writer, Larry Schechenberg, was going for. You know, trying to demasculate her. You know, otherwise, think about the roast. B. Arthur has a dick. Let's be honest, guys.
She does have a dick.
That's why the relationships don't work out, because they get a fistful of dick and they're like,
hockey stick of a dick.
So is the conspiracy theory that B. Arthur was really born a man? Is that the conspiracy theory?
I'm pretty sure B. Arthur is Bruce Jenner that went back in time.
What?
In 30 years, Bruce Jenner is a full woman and older, about the age of Dorothy, finds time travel, goes back in time and casts himself in that show.
But she had to do Maud first. So he went way back.
Okay, I don't know everything about this bitch's IMDb. I'm serious.
No, I think
I'm making all this up.
I think if anyone could find time travel, it would be Bruce Jenner.
It was.
So I think he's
an Olympian and a transgender. God does it all.
Yeah.
He was like, he was doing track one day and he just ran too fast.
Yeah.
And his balls came off.
And
travel through time.
He realized he could pick up his 40 time becoming a woman. The less things you
can.
Paratesticles been weighing men down forever.
Or what we could think about is that Bruce Jenner disappears and then becomes a woman, comes back, and like, who is this person? Just be
dominates
Jenner, or just changes to
Brenda Jenner.
Yeah. Oh.
And then all of a sudden, it's
instead
like,
of the Wheaties box, he gets the Tampax box.
Yeah, and then comes out of nowhere, and it's like, oh, where they've been acting their whole life, but they hit it in their later years.
Mm-hmm. Or like she like makes a deal with like the devil. She's like, I didn't live my life as a woman that I wanted to be. I wanted to be this like. Super drapey shoulder patty woman the entire time, and so because Bruce Jenner or whatever her name is gonna be can't turn back youth, has to go back in time.
I like how seriously you guys are discussing this now.
I've been tuned out for almost 3 minutes. What's going on?
Alright, so they...
I don't think there's anything.
So then Lily comes in, and she's like, Rose, can you help me to the couch? Like, she can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
When before she was more than
break capable. Dancing and cooking bacon and shit.
Cooking bacon. Selling shit. And then she's like, can you go get water yourself? She asked her... Oh, Lily asked her for water, and Rose is like, go get water yourself. And that's when the truth comes out. Like, you're not coming to Chicago with me, aren't you? And she says, no. There are condoms in there.
No, I know. I was going to get them out for that reason. I was going to pull the condoms out for that reason. Like, open the condom itself and just put it over this. Because we're getting nasty.
You guys are in a condom, listeners.
Golden Girls.
And that's the end. Okay. And so,
I hate that small condom.
And then it was like so. And then so it was really quick how it all got resolved at the end. Like Lily says, "You're not coming back with me. I'll never ask you for anything again." And then
she's very dramatic.
She's an actress.
Yeah.
Well, that's also why her six brothers probably did not show up. I'm tired of you yelling at me that I don't like you.
Right.
So that's why I'm not helping you with anything.
Nothing.
I mean, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, she got herself excommunicated from her own.
The writer just forgot about that little plot note when he wrote this episode in a coked out binge in March of 1986.
I'm on coke. Let's do this Golden Girls blind episode.
I got a Golden Girl episode. I'm sorry. He's so high on coke he's blind, and that's where the inspiration came from.
Oh, I'll write an episode where they're blind.
Or like, I like the words blind ambition. I'm going to make this episode.
Yeah, something like that. Very 80s.
Right. I got a lot of blind puns. Let's do it.
Yeah. We can only do blind puns.
I know. It was so funny. It went and had the hand just enough to you're like, oh, that's cute. Without it being like, you're just an asshole, lady.
So she's just like, I'm done with you, Rose.
Yeah. She's done. The next scene, she's Rose is leaving to go to Chicago.
It went really fast.
So fast. Like,
2 months later. 2 months later.
But like, yeah,
did
2 months
on
later.
The screen?
They said, she was like, oh, it's been 2 months. And now like, we barely talked, you know.
They make it seem like she left right away. Like, maybe
that's true.
she she booked her flight and then went home. Or she, I don't know, like she was supposed
She's like, I'm out. And there was no, the thing is, there was no scene of an uncomfortable dinner after that. You know, right. I was like, oh, so what are you going to do? Well, yeah. I don't know, I'm blind. There was none of
that. Well, that's just TV trying to like get away from the seriousness of it. Because like you said, they were trying to fill find their voice.
Right.
And I guarantee whoever originally, the original write of that was like, okay, this needs to get back to mm-hmm. silly quick.
What yeah. I thought was going to happen was that she, honestly, I thought this was going to happen. She was going to go out in garage sale and sell everything for like a dollar. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was going to happen because that's what happened before.
Because they never got their new TV.
Yeah, they said that they were going to like pitch in, like put it on layaway or something.
Well, okay, so yeah. what happened was they go like this. Here's, if we remember correctly, it was garage sale, we're all here, we don't want to part with Mr. Longfellow and this mm-hmm. and this and this. And they go, why don't we all just put money in for a TV? And then it's yeah. like, okay, so now Rose just...
Why did you just waste 7 minutes of TV?
Well, also, yeah. too, it only took $20 for you to invest in a TV to say to your sister, I'm not moving to Chicago.
Right. And the old
like that's what it's like. Oh, are we investing right. in a TV? Oh, then right. I'm gonna stay here.
I would go, sweetie, right. but I got that 20.
Right. You are trying to buy your home a TV,
and then you're like, oh, I'm not gonna go back to Chicago to help my blind sister because now I've got 20 in this
it
TV.
Is, yeah, it's like it's so clear that you're gonna stay.
If you're I would go help my family.
Yeah,
and my obligation to people that are my blood. But I got a Jackson on this fucking TV. Yeah.
I'm going in cahoots with these ladies. I can't pass on that.
$20! You don't just get that anywhere. You need to make that investment. You see it through.
Nobody, because she didn't say, oh, nobody mentioned too. So now that you're putting money into this TV, are you staying? Like all of a sudden she's like, hey, I'm not going to Chicago. It's like,
why not?
Yeah. If
it it's a Sylvania. Great, it's 36 inches.
It would have been great if, like, during that fight, Lily was like, just like, it's because of the goddamn TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have a TV. You can watch it in Chicago. You yeah. can watch it elsewhere in Chicago, too.
We got WGN.
Oprah lives with me. Well,
she was just starting.
Oprah yeah. comes out and you get eyesight. And you get eyesight. Not you, Lily. You, not you.
Not you. Rose is like, you live with Oprah? Oh.
Yeah. You get married and it's just some regular black lady.
No. I don't live here.
Lily! Uh-oh.
Let's be honest.
It's just Sophia in a black woman's wig.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, I was in the color purple.
And, you know, they didn't even have her go out there and discover that she couldn't live there. Do you know what I mean? They just, I mean, Rose didn't even pack. Rose right. didn't even, like, make any attempt to, like, change anything.
They didn't see, they didn't go.
This show's 22 minutes. They barely got enough time to fucking do anything.
I know.
They used all the time to do the garage sale.
I know. And Sophia, it would have been, I would have been interested to see Sophia trying to move in on the room. Like, right. oh, the scene where she opens light and there's Sophia right. in the bed.
Well, whatever. HBO takes over the Golden Girls. There. Whenever HBO Golden, they have an HBO mm-hmm. thing. It's a 22-minute show.
I know.
And it had to go bump, bump, bump. We're done. Good night.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It was literally the last 2 minutes where everything was resolved.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah.
It's that commercial break. It's that last commercial break, and they want you to come back and watch because when we were watching TV, the commercial, right. like, yeah. oh, the show's almost over with. Because here's the last yeah. commercial break, and then when it comes back on for 2 minutes, they want to keep you there.
Right, because yeah. they still haven't seen the garage sale. They don't know if they're going to get the TV or not. And they don't know if Rose is going to go live with her in Chicago.
I know.
Okay, so then she's at the airport. And she just keeps up. She's being crazy already, Rose. Is that the stalker?
Oh, no.
Is this the CMT guy?
She's
going to
do it
off. Oh. The CMT guy outside.
It's not cheating if you think about it.
Did you use a condom?
No, because my name's Chris.
Oh, that's right. Oh. all right,
what's
so
your husband's name?
So she meets Lily at the airport, and Lily is like, she has a dog named Becky, and yes. she's surprised to see her there because she's I don't know if she's expecting to see her in rags or
yeah, but also did you notice that when she left the plane and she talked to the stewardess, and it's like. She had, clearly Rose has some neurosis. She had 10 bags of smokehouse almonds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I
mean,
okay, here's what I took that as. I thought it was racism.
Yeah.
She's two black stewardess.
Well, that the thing is
on the plane, and that was this one said goodbye to her and thank you, and then she's like, "Oh, thank you so much for, you know, the first class pillow," and she was like, "No, that was the other one."
That was the
black. I know. Yeah. I'm like,
that woman was Filipino, you old white bitch.
So can I point out that in the 80s, you actually got a meal. You didn't have to ask for a lot of peanuts. You got a full meal. You got a, you know, snack.
Thanks, Al Qaeda.
You know, I mean,
thanks, Obama.
No, it's the economy. The flight, the airline economy went to shit after 9/11. I'm serious. Yeah, like, airlines closed. So you got to think, every little amenity that was extra because they had the money and they wanted to be a good company went out the
Which
door.
Which would have made sense if this was in the 2000s.
Right.
You know, but
she should have had a belly full.
I know. Right. Thank you for all the
smoked
food.
Almonds. What the fuck are smoked almonds?
Maybe they just sent her. You can't eat Rose.
My question is, wait, did she fly to Chicago where her sister's at, or to Florida? Because I thought the stewardess said Florida.
No, she flew to Chicago.
So, yeah. And
okay,
then,
so they were in Chicago when she landed, had that conversation. Oh, I thought that was, because it did make sense. Okay. Now
there was, that was a tad bit of a racist ending.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah,
that's,
so.
That's
no, no, that's the other black girl.
That was her roommate.
Like, Rose, have you ever seen a black person?
Yeah.
Is that in Chicago? Is that what's happening?
Not in Miami. You see a lot of everything else, but not.
Right. No black people.
So, seriously, before we close this thing out.
Holding a condom.
Holding the condom. And I got 2 out of 3 choices. Okay. Should be fun.
I hated this line at the end when she's like, when Lily says, I wanted you to see that you were right. I'm like, oh no.
Oh, and they
you
said,
start with a title of a pun and then you end it with another pun.
Yeah.
I wanted to shoot myself.
See that you were right. Also, too, that's a long way to go to show somebody they're right. It's like, you could have just said, called. Hey, everything's great.
But you need to see me be.
Well, here's the thing, too. Go to the airport. Like, I hate going to the airport. Like, if I were blind, I would just, like, not go to the airport. That would just be, like, I'd have, like, a great excuse for not meeting people there.
And would they walk? I mean, I know she had that last joke where you should see me drive.
Right.
We know you didn't. How'd you get to the
airport? Yeah. All when she said, goes, how'd you get here? I'm like, a taxi, you dumb bitch. Like, quit thinking I'm completely fucking unable.
Like, you know your
sister's. I'm the most uppity blind dude ever. I'd hate everybody.
Like, you know Rose is dumb. Like, she's going to believe you. You know, like
I know.
She's good.
Well, that's the whole point. Like, that's the
closing. The way she insinuated is like, how did you get here? Well, I have the service dog. So Becky
did the dog drive?
To the
dog drive.
By the way,
Becky drove.
By the way, Becky, the seeing eye for dogs, that's the worst fucking name.
Becky.
You're not supposed to pet a seeing eye dog. You
I know,
notice
you're
that?
Not. You're not.
No.
Definitely not supposed to feed him chocolate.
Yeah. She's feeding that dog chocolate, I'm sure.
I did. I fell into an accident. He loved it, though. Kept eating it. I was like, he should have known better. I mean.
But all in all.
Becky, the seeing eye dog.
Becky. Yeah. I feel like that was a boy dog. I don't know. It seemed masculine. I don't know.
Okay.
To me, you know what I mean?
This podcast is jumping the fucking shark.
Okay, we are. Okay. So everything is great with Lily.
Yeah.
She figured her shit out. She went back to the school. That's what she said. And she learned how to cope with being blind. And so then the show ends and everyone's happy. And they get their TV somehow. And
yeah, we never know if they got their TV.
But Sophia is not happy.
She doesn't have the room. She's back in the attic or wherever it is.
The crawl space.
All right. Well, that's it. We did it, guys.
Yay!
So this podcast comes out in like 2 weeks. So do you guys have any shows in like mid-March or late March that you're doing?
Mid-March, I'm going to be in Yuma, Arizona. But
that's where I'm from.
What are you doing in Yuma? Are you doing that bonkers gig?
What's that?
Doing that bonkers gig in Yuma?
No, a Narcotics Anonymous convention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They would not like my act. I glorify getting arrested and doing drugs.
They would. They are all about, trust me, they have heard it all. There's nothing you could tell in any crowd that they have not heard.
Right.
You really can't top anything that they've done. They've seen it all, done it all.
They
you
top each other all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
your son's dead? I killed my son.
Yeah, they know about getting arrested.
Okay, so
I found him dead. I watched The Light Leave.
March 14th? Okay. Yeah. Saturday night?
That's what I figured. A couple weeks.
Cool. Yeah. I got a ton of shows. So find me on Twitter.
I actually have some listeners in Yuma. So you guys, March 14th, NA Comedy.
Yeah, I forget where it's at, but I'm sure... it's anonymous.
I'm sure. So, I'm sure.
Let's be honest. Anyone listening to this podcast is still grappling with addiction, so we're not going to see you there.
So, be in the throes of narcotic addiction and go to Yuma on March 14th.
But don't go if you're high.
No, they'll take you. They'll take you.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Show up how you are.
We love you. You do you, Yuma.
Yeah, you do you, Yuma. Yuma do you.
And then, and Chris, where can we find you on Twitter?
Rodel Grazzi, RodellGrazie. That's for everything. Facebook, Twitter, my website, everything.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Chris, where are you going to be at?
The next two weeks, I will be in Flappers in Burbank, California. I will also be at Harvell's in Long Beach on the 10th. You can find me on Twitter at Chris Cub Comedy. Same thing with Instagram. You can find me on Pandora. Or if you get bored and you want to spend some money, go to iTunes and buy my album, White Trash Supercomputer. It's for sale now.
Great.
Thank you.
Yay. Well, you got to pause for that.
I got to wash my balls for this pizza thing.
Yeah.
And Genevieve, where are you going to be at?
All right. I'm going to be on Comedy on Fire. I'm headlining with Anthony DiSumito here.
Yay.
We're going to be co-headlining the show. I believe it's a $5 show, so no excuses.
And it's outdoors.
It's outdoors.
Yeah. Very cool. Where's it at?
Comedy on Fire at the Firehouse Gallery.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I'm at Genevieve Rice on all the outlets. So
great.
Come find me.
And I'm at Anthony DiSumito on all the outlets as well. I'm going to be at the Taffy Room at Stand Up Scottsdale on March 13th, the Hot Rock Super Joint Show. And along with our individual Twitters and dates and stuff, the podcast has a Twitter. It's at TIFBAP, which is Thank You for Being a Podcast as an acronym, and also on Instagram. So TYFBAP. You can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher and any other platform that you use to listen to us today. So thank you guys and have a beautiful rest of your day. Yay!
Thank you for being a friend.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff the chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.